On the Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KSST Radio and Channel 18 TV on Suddenlink Cable, Wildcats football defensive coordinator Matt Young commented on the off week and on Texas High, the Wildcats' opponent in the district opener this Friday night at Gerald Prim Stadium.
It was really productive. The kids had a great attitude. Sometimes when you have an off week and don't have a game, they tend to lose focus or tend to be a little bit nonchalant about what they're going to do. But they showed up with a great mentality, and we were able to accomplish some things. Really focused offensively on mental mistakes, just eliminating execution errors, things that have stopped some drives over the last couple of games as we've gotten the season started. And that was good to see. We've also worked on some timing and some physicalness in our routes that we're going to have to be as successful as we would like to be this season.
Have they kind of gotten a taste of White House out of their mouth, or do you want them to do that? Do you want them to kind of remember some of that?
You want them to remember it. You want to remember that because of some certain things, they weren't on the positive side of the score. They weren't victorious. But at the same time, you know, kids are really resilient. They're going to let things go and move on and be able to look at the positive of what's coming. And you want that, too. You don't want to be down the dumps for 2 weeks. You want to get your mind right and get ready to go play Texas High.
Sounds like you may have Tyler Roseman hopefully back on Monday, if I heard from Tammy Carroll on Friday.
It's looking that way. We still got to see him in contact and how that treats him, but it's looking very on the upside for us that he'll be back.
Sound like Texas High will bring that big, hairy defense that they always have.
They're the same Texas High. They're very athletic up front, very big. They've got two linebackers inside that will hit you extremely hard, and then extremely athletic in the back end. They got guys that are flying around. They rotate about six different DBs because three or four of them also play receiver. Mm-hmm. So they have great depth, the guys that can run and make plays on the ball because of that versatility at receiver. And we really have our handfuls. We have a big challenge offensively with what their defense does.
One of the guys in the secondary, I think he made two overtime interceptions, including the game clincher when Kilgore was trying to tie it up down by six. And he intercepts right at the goal line at the end of the game. So it sounds like he is a very talented player. His name's Walker, and that's a very familiar-sounding name coming out of Texas High.
He's a returning all-district player from last year, and he is. He's talented, made plays throughout the night last night.
So they're going to be, I'm sure, big up front, and just like always.
It's Texas High, like you always say. They'll show up in their white jerseys and look at about 6'6" across the field and a bunch of Goliaths, and we'll go with our Davids, and we'll throw our stones and get after them.
How big a district opener? Both teams 1-2, very hungry for victories. Of course, we all know everybody's 0-0 starting out Friday night. But that first district game, how big is that?
It's a great way to set the tone. There's nothing like going in knowing you're 1-0 right off the bat. And it doesn't break your season if you're not successful, but it sure does help to start 1-0.
When you're 0-1, it just seemed like you're climbing the hill and you just start climbing and you just have to do it all season long, right?
Yeah, it just kind of, it doesn't, looking at our schedule in our district, it doesn't eliminate us, it doesn't really hurt us. It's just a more of a mental aspect of it, just to know that you get that first district win.
KSST Sports.